Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Welcome back, and we have the amazing, the indubitable general. I'm going to call you a general, Deborah, just like the ancient general Deborah of the ancient Israelis is running the armies. And there's the army of truth. You actually have documents. The problem is, people can argue with how you present it and this and that, and say you're not acting nice enough. You know, you should do it softer when you present the truth. The fact is, this is shocking truth. This is like getting 400 jewels with the paddles not slapped on your chest, but in either temple. You show them the truth, and whether or not they like it, and they vomit when they read it, or they go, oh my God, this can't be real, you got the facts, Deborah.
Well, I do, and I'm reporting here today on October 15th of 2018 from Northern California in the horrific burn zones that Santa Rosa lost more housing and more value in structures than in any fire in U.S. history, still to date, I'm sure,
right.
Though, with the fires.
Right.
They now call them King Fires. I'm sure that we will be passed soon by fire events. But I want to say this. Pacific Gas and Electric, who is our electric company up here, is on the rails for being blamed for part of the fire. Of course, the blame is misdirected. It's Rothschild. Pacific Gas and Electric is Rothschild. But
right.
What I want to say right now is we are under a red flag fire warning with low humidity and high winds in the hills. They have turned the power off of more than 17,000 homes in this area in preparation for power lines that won't be energized. Now, I want to add a few things to this story because everyone listening needs to understand that when you're in rural country properties and you are on wells, you're reliant on electricity to pump up water from your wells for firefighting purposes. So the solution that you're going to hear right now is everyone who is on a well, you're going to need to get backup generators, or solar preferably, and you're going to need to get fire hoses and ways in which you can access water as they're attempting and continuing to burn us down with these King firestorms. A new word now, King Fire. That's what they're calling this now. So I also want to add a few other things to the idea of the shutdown of electricity and power. Soon after the fires of October 8th that burned for a number of weeks here in Sonoma County, Santa Rosa, Northern California, we attended some city meetings. And what I heard at this meeting was concerning, and I didn't have the answer to this question I had then, but now I do, and I'm going to tell you the question, and I'm going to tell you the answer. They were reporting to the staff 2 weeks after the fires the repercussions of certain aspects of PG&E power going offline. They spoke about the wastewater treatment plant here in Sonoma County that pumps a lot of sewer water into the groundwater supply and into the rivers, creeks, and so forth. They're not making us drink it yet, but for many of you, they are. So they reported the fact that there was browning out of the connection of that wastewater sewer plant with the PG&E connections before the fires really hit in multiple counties that night, over 170 different fires in different locations. This wastewater treatment plant was browning out, so they took it off of PG&E and put it on generator backup. And I heard in that meeting a few weeks after the fires that caused a problem with the geysers. Now, I didn't know what they meant, and I didn't really understand the whole apparatus of the thermal system that they have in place here in the hills of Santa Rosa here in Northern California. But now I've learned what happened, and I've toured the geysers, and I will tell you it's a diabolical operation. Diabolical. And we're going to report more on that probably on the next show, Dr. Bill, but I'm going to leave the listeners with this, and then we're going to get into it on the next show because I've got many hot topics.
By the way, these geysers, are they pumping up normal, we call it primary water, or is it sewer side, like we mentioned last week, where the sewer water is getting into the geyser pools being superheated by the rocks?
Let me explain.
I'm left kind of hanging. What's going on?
Yeah. I won't leave people hanging. I'm going to tell you basically, and then I'm going to cover it with more detail. But
okay, good.
Here's what we have here. We have the world's largest thermal geysers that are being used for steam, and they're accessing the steam. They are looking at steam as a mineral. And the process of the royalty payouts on these geysers is an unbelievable detailed task. But more importantly, they have over 40 miles of pipe that has booster backups to pump the treated water up to the geysers and inject these boreholes with treated sewer water so they can create more steam and sell it. So that's what's happening.
So that basically it is what I thought.
It is.
From a geyser sewer site, I call it.
It is. And beyond that, Dr. Bill, we have learned that the seismic activity up there is unbelievable. Daily, almost daily, they're saying they have these micro seismic activity where they've reported up to, they've acknowledged the fact that they've had over a 4.2 earthquake. But PG&E owned this operation. And during the time that they were being told they were a monopoly, they had to divest. And they did so by selling this to Calpine. Calpine, as I am now understanding, is a very nefarious operation. They're operating geysers all over the United States. These are very nefarious in the sense that it's a massive, massive royalty game. And these geysers are dangerous. They're very dangerous. Having said that, we're going to report in more detail, but there are some concerns that these particular geysers here in the Santa Rosa area may have been the cause for the Napa earthquake. There's nothing definitive about that. But
they're always tied together. There's also nascent water, deep underground primary water, linked with fault lines, and also magma. I mean, so
yes, exactly.
they go together.
To your point, Dr. Bill, there's an article I'm looking at right now. It says 2014 Napa earthquake may be linked to groundwater changes. And so
that's why in Oklahoma they're pumping water down into these fault zones, and they're creating we call frack wakes because they're fracking.
Yeah,
they pump the water, they're creating frack wakes, they call it.
Well, that's exactly right. In fact, when we'll have this tour up on Stop the Crime on our YouTube video channel, and it's really quite interesting. I think everybody will be very interested in hearing how the process of the geysers works. It's a long tour, but it took us many months to book this tour. And what was really extremely interesting, and you'll see this in the video footage that we will show, it's not up on stopthecrime.net. Give us another week or so and go to stopthecrime.net. You'll find it up there. But we were touring through one of the control structures where they had switches and computers, and there were about 24 of us in this group, And we were ushered into this control room where they said, do not push any buttons or flip any switches that we could take the geyser down. Now, I'm looking around at these people. I don't know who they are. There was no control operator in the room at the time other than the tour guide, continually reminding us not to flip any switches.
Oh, my.
In fact, I found it very concerning, too, that we really only noticed a couple of employees on the entire geyser operation. Now, granted, we didn't tour all of the sites in the geysers, but it's a massive, massive operation. I can't wait to...
Are they turning it into power, or what are they doing? They're converting
steam
to power? Yes,
they're turning it into power, and they're selling the steam as a renewable, which is what they're using and selling on the wholesale market to the utilities so that they can reduce greenhouse
gas. So they're pumping sewage into the geysers to create more steam, to create more power, more bucks in their pocket.
Absolutely they are. Poisoning us.
And more earthquakes, too.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is a pre-Halloween show, by the way. Every show all year round is pre-Halloween because it's so awful. You think, no, it can't get worse, and it does. The next thing is the cadmium, which is a heavy metal. If you get gutta-percha, which means you get a root canal in your tooth, these non-biological dentists, idiots, put this in your mouth, which is dangerous to your brain and your DNA. And it's like putting, like, you know, a radioisotope in your body. It's like, oh my God, how stupid.
Yeah, but Dr. Bill, I discovered a few days back, I can't find the article right now, but this is just an alert to all parents, everyone listening. Please understand that in children's jewelry and even women's jewelry, there was legislation against the use of that material coated on the jewelry, but apparently now it's leaking back into our consumerism through China, and it causes cancer. So be very, very careful in buying cheap trinkets for the kids. Again, this is a massive genocide program with all kinds of methods to create illness, and they are. So there's many things I want to cover.
Yeah, go ahead.
And so I'm going to just keep rolling.
Right.
One thing I want to talk about is water. And I have a very impassionate letter out of Tanzania and Kenya. And it is from a student of the Primary Water Institute who trained and understands that water is a renewable. Just
right.
Like Muammar Gaddafi understood and created that labyrinth of plumbing and was able to deliver and did deliver 75% of his people with free, pure, clean, new water that's continuously created under and below the mantle of the earth. Now, we have
right.
another website called primarywater.org. Please go there and learn the water facts.
So,
this is a very impassionate letter.
We know what happened to Muammar, by the way. I talked to people, British pilots and others, that actually went and destroyed the drill rigs that were up to, you know, 75, 80 feet high, drilling down up to 1,200, 1,400 feet or more in Libya, And they actually destroyed them, saying they were rocket launchers, which is BS.
Well, we're gonna talk about this because when we put that video up from our tour of the world's largest geothermal geyser, there was a rare situation that was occurring at the time that we did this tour, and that's that they had their drill rig up there.
Right.
They were drilling another borehole. Now, they have boreholes up there.
They're drilling it to actually create a new geyser, right?
Well, to create another opportunity to inject sewer water.
Hydrothermal vent, they call it. Hydrothermal vent. Now, yeah.
But I don't want to go there completely because I've got to cover this. Because here's
go ahead.
Yeah,
please continue. Yeah, please continue.
Yeah, and people will see the size of this drill rig. So you'll be able to look at that and know what Dr. Bill just said about the blowing up of the drill rigs when they took
right.
out.
Right. By the way, you know how much, he died of Muammaricide. And
well,
the Hildebeest, which is Hillary Clinton.
This operation up there that Muammar Gaddafi built was the eighth wonder of the world. And
right.
It was considered the great man-made river project. Go to our website, primarywater.org, and learn the water facts.
Right.
I also want to alert everybody right now, smart water metering is now being deployed. So if you're in country rural areas, start thinking about locking up your wells. Do not allow anybody for any reason to access your property and put a meter on your well. Do not be tricked. This is for literally reducing access to your water. And when they tell you that you've overpumped, there are too many straws in the aquifers, which is what they're saying and calling our wells, and that we're being hogs, energy hogs, and using more water than our fair share. The EPA and other documents in the health department tells us that if you don't have water on your property because they tell you you've run out, they're going to forcibly relocate you to an area where there is water. This is a land grab. So I cannot underscore enough the reality that water, smart water metering is occurring now. What you need to do is check in with your local city planning department and find out when they're rolling it out in your city. I don't care where you live, wherever you are, everyone listening.
Yeah, by the way, they're doing it in California here, but it's going to happen elsewhere in the country, isn't it?
It already is, and it's happening throughout the world. So take heed now. Start manning up against the taking of your water supply, because ultimately this is the taking of the food, your ability to be self-sufficient on your land, and it's a massive land grab, and it is water wars is on. Now, we have some YouTubes up, videos on StopTheCrime.net, where we have inserted maps that show conflict areas of anticipated fighting, wars, guns, to prevent the taking of the water. And it shows those maps globally, not only in the United States, but throughout the world. Now I want to read parts of this letter that came to us from Kenya in Tanzania. And I'm going to give you a little backstory. This was written to us, and it's from Pascal. Now, Pascal currently is in Kenya. He was born in Kenya. He married a woman from Tanzania. And now they are forcibly separated. He learned how to locate and drill for primary water through Paul Power of Primary Water.
He's one of his students or minions,
yes.
Right?
Yes, one of his students. So he understands about primary water. So here is, in part, his plea. He says, please assist me to get the much-needed help we need to drill boreholes to access primary water. It all started by that ugly incident in Tanzania, my abrupt deportation. At the time it happened, I had worked for the GRA Tanzania as a geophysicist after learning under the Primary Water Institute, who was my mentor, and the fact that he made me join the organization of the Primary Water Institute. I rose through the ranks quickly. I became the coordinator for the water project before being endorsed by the board of directors to become the executive director. So one day, I was summoned by the Immigration Department, detained for 6 days and taken to court, stripped of my valid working and resident visas, and bundled out like a criminal. My wife and kids had to remain in Tanzania. Since they are all Tanzanian by birth, I am from Kenya. I only thought, without any money or a job, I only thought of farming since I was now detained in Kenya. I tried growing watermelons for 2 years now without success because there is no adequate rainfall. Nearby, we have a seasonal pond. I tried to hire people to bring me water on donkeys, but it can't be enough, and it proved to be very expensive. And I'm going to continue this plea on the other side of this break.
Wow.
You're going to hear what's happening there.
And it sounds like another
water.
It sounds like a chapter of the Bible, doesn't it?
We're next, and that's why I'm reading this. Thank you.
Yeah, it sounds like a chapter that should be in a modern version of the Bible. The End Time Bible. How's that?
Yeah,
by Deborah
Tavares.
We'll
finish it up. We'll finish this up on the
We'll call it the Book of Deborah. How's that?
Times are... Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
So, Deborah, we're coming back. I have a new project for you, Deborah, which I'm sure you can take quotes and pieces of these stories. You know, the Bible is a book of stories. And I've actually got an idea for you. And remember, and this is something I've said to anybody out there listening, those who understand and believe, in other words, they know it's the truth that we're saying, before the days of trouble, I mean, really things go helter-skelter, you also out there are called. Now, you may not know what you're called for. It may seem big or small, whatever, but it's whatever God wants you to do. And now I'm going to recommend you take these stories like this one you're getting from this guy in Kenya, and you make it part of the Book of Deborah. You know, like the Book of James and John. We need to have modern books. So 10,000 years from now, they can read from the Book of Deborah and realize what happened at the end of the second age in mankind on earth. The Book of Deborah is going to be an important book to read. What do you think?
Well, I would refer everyone to stopthecrime.net, where we post articles and documents,
right,
and to primarywater.org. And listen to our YouTubes, because we base everything off of documents. So I want to continue reading this plea for help out of Kenya and Tanzania, because they are being blocked from accessing water. So the letter goes on. This is from a Kenyan named Pascal. And we'll have this up on primarywater.org in a few days, so you can read this for yourself with photographs of he and his family. But he, backing up a little bit into the story, he rose through the ranks of understanding how to access primary water quickly, and he started to run a water... He was a geophysicist and had learned about primary water, and he rose quickly through the ranks and became the coordinator of the water project before being endorsed by the board of directors. And so one day he was summoned by the immigration...
This is inside Tanzania, right?
Yeah, this was in Tanzania. No, I think he was in Kenya at the time that this occurred.
Right, but Tanzania is a big country.
Actually,
you see how big it is.
He was in Tanzania.
Right.
Because he was then sent to Kenya because he,
right.
his birth records are from,
right.
from Kenya. So his
right.
wife had to remain in Tanzania, and he was shipped back to Kenya. So he became the water project coordinator. And soon after, he was summoned by the Immigration Department and detained for up to 6 days. He was taken to court, stripped of his valid working and resident visas, and bundled out like a criminal. He said his wife and kids had to remain in Tanzania since they are all Tanzanian by birth. And he found himself without money and a job, and his only thought of was of farming in Kenya, where he was then sent. He tried growing watermelons for 2 years without success because there's no adequate rainfall. He said nearby they have a seasonal pond. He tried to hire people to bring water on donkeys, but it wasn't enough water, and it proved to be very expensive for him. And the pond dries out completely because the cattle drink from the same pond. Everyone else, he says, in his community is faced with this water problem. The pond dries. The lake is about 5 kilometers away. A woman walking to such a distance with only a single bucket for cooking, bathing, etc., he says it's horrible. He goes, while back in Tanzania, he walked through villages with similar water problems. But many of the village members celebrated a new well that was drilled by Global Resource Alliance. This would be through the Primary Water Institute and the Global Resource Alliance. They drilled
right.
some boreholes in that area.
Right.
This was some years back. And he said, you can only imagine his pain and frustration and feelings because he personally knows the best place to drill, and he knows about primary water, and he knows all the potential sites. He said they stare back at him and his crops while they're wilting due to lack of water.
Right.
He said he's prayed for a break, and at the time he's now appealing to all of us, he's had no choice. He said with a borehole he can change his life and the lives of many people around to one of joy and abundance. He says in Tanzania they drilled subsidized boreholes, and they were quite cheap since the GRA Tanzania and USA paid nearly half of the cost for drilling the boreholes. The government needs water for their people, he says, all the time.
Well, then who is involved in this, blocking this? Is it an international organization?
Well, let me continue.
Yeah, please continue.
Goes on, recently my wife told me, because she now is in Tanzania and he's in Kenya, that the GRA is not drilling anymore and their equipment has been sold.
Wow.
He said, they have been blocked from accessing primary water. He said, God bless all of us. Help us here in Africa, Pascal. So he's got a plea. You're hearing the first plea of many now because he understands primary water, and now the well drilling equipment has been sold. We know that the government is likely blocking it because certainly they're genociding countries. They're not.
Well, there's got to be an international agency coming in with some corrupt politicians, is what I would guess.
Well, of course. I mean, look what's happening here. Do we know about primary water? No. No one is being told about primary water, and look what happened to Muammar Gaddafi.
Well,
but getting back to our water meter alert, please keep water meters off of your wells, off of your properties. It's increased frequencies of death in your communities as well, because we have found here in Northern California, in Santa Rosa, in the utility department, the plans, and they've already started deploying. We were able to hold them off of deploying on a property last week, actually. We were just there at the right moment, and they were getting ready to change out our analog water meter to a wireless water meter. We said, no, do not change it out. We opted out. So we opted out. It was just by fate that we were there.
Oh, that's
when
wild.
Came.
That's like the smart meter garbage. Now, yeah. I talked to Paul Power. I got to insert this important comment. What Paul told me is he doesn't just use ground-penetrating radar. 3.5 years ago, I had GPR come here from the water company that has drilling, and they analyzed our property here, which is over an acre out of a 14, 15 acre area of 8 homes, that could provide us water. Now, you picked up two sites where you could drill down, say, it's around 350 feet. But what Paul told me is he doesn't use that technology. He may look at it, but he uses water dowsing and other technology to actually find the actual place where primary water is. And it may not show up on our water radar. So what they do when they teach people like this guy Pascal, they teach them how to use water dowsing and other technologies that can actually intuitively show where the primary water is. Now, if it wasn't for primary water, there would be no population in North Africa. There wouldn't be any Middle East. There wouldn't be, I was watching the show last night,
there
about 10,000.
There wouldn't be any Israel.
Right. In fact, walking through the desert, if it wasn't for the water wells, say, in southern Sinai, they wouldn't have survived. They're called the wells of Moses. Okay? That's what they're still called now, 3,000 years after Moses. Okay? So what you got to understand here is that primary water is not an anomaly. It's essential. And the fact is, when you're seeing this, it's a form, I like to use the term hydroside. You can't steal the oxygen out of the air, but you sure as hell can steal the water out of people's cup or their food supply, or even contaminate it with sewer water. I call it sewerside.
Well, and that's exactly what they're doing, Dr. Bill. And while we're on this topic, we've got to talk about the identification now of the most fragile cities worldwide and
right.
what they've learned. And
a lot of them are on the edge of not having enough water. For example, Johannesburg, South Africa, is running out of water, one of the biggest cities in the Southern Hemisphere.
Well, they said that Dublin in Ireland was running out, but now they've diverted the running out process. Again, this is all a psyops to create the illusion of running out of water.
Well, look at Leslie Stahl's interview last night, trying to be super aggressive with Trump. Don't you agree with global warming garbage? You should look at him like she's some kind of a scientist who knows the actually nonlinear physics of what's going on with the global climate. She's a moron, and she's a high priestess in the global genocide plan that they're doing, which is not only reducing carbon credits, but also cutting off water supply.
Well, when we come back, we have some more breaking news and more important information for everyone to access. So
absolutely.
We'll be
Don't
right
let
back.
Them touch your water well meter. Don't let them do it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
I actually understand how dowsing rods and primary water people that are, we call dowsers, how it works, but we don't get into that. What I want you to understand is that people need to know we're heading toward a global climatic cataclysm. And Leslie Stahl mentioned it last night, trying to see if you could pin down Trump, because if you tie them to this global climate garbage, which they have, and this dogma of their religion, then they don't want to know about primary water. They don't want to know about what the real cause of global warming is occurring, if it is occurring.
And that's exactly right.
They're selecting the data. And they don't understand that their global agenda is Agenda 2030, which is already printed up. You can read it yourself. And Vision 2050, which is reduce world population. Now, the best way to reduce carbon credits is to reduce carbon credit generators, i.e. people.
That's exactly right. So now we're going to talk about an article, and people need to look at articles and understand what is being sold to us as disinformation and how to parse through an article.
Right.
And here's an example. because I'm looking at this article entitled Smoke from Wildfires Has a Cooling Effect on Water Temperatures and It's Good for the Fish.
You're kidding.
So I want to say the conclusion of this is smoke is good for fish but deadly for humans. Now let's talk about
Oh, no.
Let's talk about this article because it is diabolical. They're saying that smoke generated by the wildfires can cool river and stream water temperatures by reducing solar radiation and cooling air temperatures, according to a new study in California's Klamath River Basin. Now, let's talk about the disinformation characters involved in this. They've got the Klamath River Basin folks. They've got the NASA satellite imagery. They have got even the Six Rivers National Forest is involved in this research. They say it's a long-term collaborative effort. They've even got some indigenous tribes, the Karuk Tribe Department of Natural Resources, and they said that this provides a great example for how traditional ecological knowledge is used to focus refined view under Western scientific framework. What in are they saying right now? Are you hearing me read gobbledygook?
Yeah.
Better understand the specific functions these processes provide. Now understand, we're talking about the Western United States conglomerate of scientists who are telling us now that smoke is good. Well, let's break this down. What we know is smoke generated by the wildfires will cool river and stream water temperatures by reducing solar radiation. This is cooling air temperatures, which benefit aquatic species that require cool water to survive. So now we're being told that warmer summer water temperatures are a major factor contributing to the depopulation and decline in fish, and smoke helps cool the water, okay, by dimming the sunlight. But we have to keep in mind that this study is neglecting to mention the effects caused by warmer water dispersions into existing waterways from industry and sewer wastewater treatment plants, etc., because we have seen EPA documents that explain the thermal effects of water temperature differences where industry dumps warmer water into cool waters of rivers, streams, and creeks. This wastewater discharge process is elevating the temperatures in the waterways that are causing increased algae and reducing oxygen in the water, causing the fish to suffocate. Whoops.
Yeah.
Sounds like we need to let these experts
Sounds like
know.
These are not scientists, they're scientistic.
Yeah,
scientistic
well,
means they're high priests of
continue,
bull.
I've got a breaking thing I've got to get out.
Yeah, go ahead.
We've got minutes left.
Go ahead.
So we have to tell these experts that they have failed to document what is really happening. And further, we're being told by the air quality monitoring and reporting of public health reports and in the health consequences due to climate change effects, we're being told that increased morbidity rates for humans worldwide will occur. They say wildfire smoke causes toxic air pollution resulting in respiratory illnesses, allergies, and death. And it's important to note that UC Davis, California, is studying the smoke effects on newborns due to the raging King Fire events in Northern California of 2017 and 2018. So the conclusion is smoke is good for fish, but deadly for humans. So the bottom line is don't be tricked when you read the article about this, because one truth they do say is historical wildfire patterns are quite different than those of present day. Remember, historical wildfire patterns are quite different than those of present day. This is true. Yet no mention of the geoengineering, which is the deliberate large-scale manipulation of the Earth's climate, a deadly omitted fact. These boards and agencies reporting such inaccurate information are extremely dangerous, and we have to call them on this. Now, before the show is over today, Dr. Bill, I have to alert everybody to a document that we did an email blast out this past weekend. It's you can find it on stopthecrime.net under targeted individuals. Please find this, get this out far and wide. It's for immediate release. It's Sex, Slavery, and Silent Murder. It's the story of Jane, who is a Chinese woman, and the story is about MK Ultra Never Ended. And the subtitle to her book, MK Ultra Never Ended, is Absolute Mind Control in Government and in Wall Street and the Secret Space Program.
Right.
This is a free download. This is a must
read. And the Secret Space Program, yeah. Now,
this is a must read, and I want to just read some of the headings of some of the chapters in the table of contents again.
Right.
Go to stopthecrime.net. Please download this. Get this out far and wide and read this. The enormity of what is occurring with the use of weapons and MKUltra creating altars, etc., is beyond your imagination. And we
Blasey Ford, by the way, was an MKUltra, not only scientist and psychologist, he worked with Dr. Mengele, working with MKUltra for the CIA. So this is a demonic program that's tied to the Disney Corporation. It's tied to work that was going on in Long Island, New York.
Well, breakdowns here, tying it to the universities, and I'm going to go over some of the table of contents. It's about
Stanford.
Absolute mind control, sex slavery, and silent murder.
Stanford University is one of them. Go ahead.
Yes. Well, let's keep going in with this because people are going to find all of this. This is a personal story from an extremely intelligent woman who has been left out there to flounder while most people listening are even unaware of the enormity of the targeting of individuals and the MKUltra programs that are being used to this day. So let me go on into the table of contents. Recovered memory, my life before government whistleblowing. Whistleblowing against the misuse of government funds, torture and implanted chips. Seeking the truth, go after the chips, and who are behind the chips. You're going to read about that. You're going to read about gang stalking in government office places. You're going to read about signals emitting from people's bodies, detox and surgical removals of these chips sold to the secret space program, a new MKUltra satanic ritual abuse, and how she was programmed to be absolutely, completely mind-controlled and a sex slave without even realizing what was occurring. It goes on, forced prostitution and porn films, MKUltra crossover to remote control. Let me read that again. MKUltra crossover to remote control and discovery of MKUltra programming and deprogramming. Mind control handlers from satanic secret societies. This book is riveting, and even with all of the interviews, Dr. Bill, that I have done with targeted individuals, I was traumatized by listening to this story. Everyone needs to understand because you must know what you don't know, and we all need to hurry up and find out what we don't know. Now, other titles, Illuminati and the Government Mind Control in Investment Banking, How Handlers Infiltrate U.S. Funds, Military Abduction and the Secret Space Program. Listen to this one, Clone and Soul Transfer. This is on page 67 of this, My Bloody Road to Seeking Truth and Freedom. And then she says, never give up seeking freedom. So I will tell you all, never give up seeking the truth and seeking freedom. Download this book. Share this far and wide. Get this out. Help to support people that are being targeted.
Well, when we do our two-hour special, by the way, on Friday the 26th, we'll get into that, and I'll explain the background of what's going on.
Thank you, we'll have many.
And by the way, you'll have to sit down with your seatbelt on and your shoulder straps and your tray table in the upright locked position too, Deborah, because even you, believe it or not, I'll shock.
Well, everyone listening, stay tuned. We're going to have a YouTube up after we do that interview on the 26th. It will be up on StopTheCrime.net. And you're going to hear about the targeting, and hopefully, Dr. Bill, you have some solutions, because I've been being contacted from targets all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
That are in depth.
I'm the solutions guy.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Thank you. We'll see you again next Monday. In the meantime, back tomorrow, another amazing show. You don't want to miss it. Kelby Smith will be back, and John W. Sprague. Take care.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.